Or using the word ought, you'd say, I bet he did something he...
But he won't.
Uh-huh. Would you say he oughtn't to have done or had not have done or...
He should have not have done it.
Huh?
Should have not done anything like that or something like that. Mm-hmm.
And if you had done something that was hard work, you had done it all by yourself and all the time you were working, a friend of yours was just standing around watching without helping, you say, when you got through, you might tell him, you know, instead of just standing there, you know, you might make
me nervous or something like that.
Okay.
Make me tired.
And someone asks you if you'll be able to do something next week, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but
I'll try.
Or I might.
I might not.
Okay. Did you ever say I might could do that?
I might, yeah.
Huh?
Might, yeah. Might, yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever say I might could?
I might could.
Uh-huh.
I might can't.
And you'd say, that would be a hard mountain to...
To do?
Or to...
To wait.
And you'd throw a ball and ask somebody to...
Catch it.
And I threw the ball and he...
He dropped it.
Or he...
He caught it.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't...
Haven't caught any.
And I'd say, say if there was an apple tree and a child wanted an apple. He couldn't reach it, so he...
I got a ladder.
Or he, what?
He pulled the limb down.
Or...
He caught the limb.
Uh-huh. Or...
He swung on the limb or something.
Uh-huh. And... You'd ask somebody, what time does the movie?
What kind of movie?
What time does the movie?
The movie starts about 7 o'clock.
Okay. Or you'd ask someone, what time does the movie
breaks up at 10 o'clock.
Okay. And you'd say, a bee stung me in my hand.
It'd be like stump, waltz.
Uh-huh, in my hand.
My hand and sore up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, right after the bee stung me, my hand...
Sore up.
And if a bee stings you, then your hand will...
Swell up.
And you'd say, all night long the wind...
Blow.
Huh?
Blow.
Okay, and the wind has...
Has stopped.
Okay. Or has what, those clothes off the line?
Blow the clothespins.
Okay. And you say it started to rain and the wind began to...
Stop.
And you say if the wind's from this direction, you say that it's...
From south.
And a wind halfway between south and west, you'd call a...
Call a storm.
And... kind of bird that can see in the dark?
This, they're up on them limbs and sleep.
Uh-huh. What different kinds of birds are there?
Mockingbirds, redbirds, and woodpeckers,
uh-huh.
And blue jays.
What about a bird that sees in the dark?
Sing in the dark.
That sees in the dark.
Oh, sees in the dark. What you call it, the owl?
Uh-huh. What do you call
big owl.
The small owl?
Small owl.
That makes a scary noise?
That's an owl, huh?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's one that's real small.
Small like American bird.
Well, no, it's a kind of owl, but it's...
Oh, it's a, like a...
It makes a real scary noise.
That's something. And all I know is owl.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of squinch owl or screech owl or scrooge owl?
No.
Or shivering owl?
Uh-uh.
What about the big owl?
Big owl.